On that late Sunday afternoon in early February, it took a moment for Caitlin to realize someone had spoken her name. Her gloved hands were deep in the rich loam. The earthy scent of cool winter soil teased her nostrils with the promise of miracles. At first, she thought the sound was her favorite hen, a beautiful salmon faverolle named Colette, clucking over a fat, juicy worm, so she didn't pay much attention. Digging in the dirt helped her think, and she was desperate for a solution to save her flower shop and the home she loved. "Caitlin?" She raised her gaze, saw the two Alberta peach trees she'd planted in honor of the two men she'd lost, one her husband, the other the love of her life. Both trees were already boldly putting on buds, as if just daring Mother Nature to strike again with a vicious freeze before the official start to spring. Tempting death, those trees, same as her lover's. "It never pays to take risks," she muttered, dusting her hands and rising to her feet. "Mark my word, you saucy darlings. We'll have no fresh peach cobbler this summer." "What did you say, dear?" Caitlin pressed her palms into the small of her back, stretching out the kinks and shifting to meet the gazes of all 10 members of her gardening club, standing around her in a semicircle.
"Just talking to my peach trees. They're going to get blasted, blooming this early."
85-year-old Dottie Mae Densmore, the oldest of the group, shook her head. Caitlin was surprised to notice that Dottie Mae was dressed in a pink shift dress and a matching Jackie Onassis pillbox hat and holding a clutch purse. In fact, all the ladies assembled were overdressed. Uneasiness cooled the back of her neck. She forced a smile, tried not to let her imagination run away with her, removed her gardening gloves, and pushed an errant lock of hair from her forehead.
"That's what I was telling those naughty trees. This streak of warm weather has them busting out like teenagers on spring break. So what's up?"
"We need to speak with you," said Patsy Cross, who was on the town council.
Patsy was a widow like Caitlin, but at 60, she was almost 3 times her age. She also owned the Teal Peacock, a curio store just off the town square. She wore her frosted blonde hair cut like Diane Sawyer's, had lost weight recently, and seemed to be smiling a lot more often. She wore navy blue slacks, a tangerine silk blouse, and navy blue ankle boots. She marched with a determined gait, her legs like a general's. After Caitlin's husband, Kevin, had been killed 6 months ago, Patsy had been the first one to the house with a box of Kleenex and a casserole dish of King Ranch chicken.
"It's rather urgent."
"Is something wrong?"
Her hand crept to her neck as fear burrowed underneath her skin.
"Everything's fine," Flynn McGregor Calloway soothed.
Flynn was just a few years older than Caitlin and newly wed to Patsy's nephew, Jesse. She was attending college to become an elementary school teacher, and she was one of those instinctively nurturing types who'd picked up on Caitlin's tendency to become easily alarmed. A riot of dark brown curls surrounded her pretty face. She smiled, showing off a wealth of dimples. Flynn had been the one to offer to babysit Caitlin's 7-year-old, Danny, during the chaos of Kevin's funeral arrangements.
"Town business, and we need your help,"